Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, big surprise, Cub fan Timmy. Neat stuff. Bring back the female golfer. Okay. Timmy's unhappy about something we did.
No, he's...
There's a big shock.
Permanently cranky about the show.
No, he's cranky. Cranky Timmy.
Stick
not
to sports.
Cub fan Timmy.
Stick
cranky.
To sports.
Okay, Kentucky found its man, BYU head coach Mark Pope. And you wonder why? Mark Pope?
If you're a basketball fan, you know why.
Yeah. 1996 captain of the national championship team at Kentucky.
Kentucky was on the lookout for a guy who had coached at a religious institution. They were after Scott Drew. He said, nah, I'm good. Then they pivoted towards one of their own, who happened to be at BYU.
Yeah, and he's got... He's the first, I think, coach at BYU to have 20 wins, three straight 20-win seasons to start his career there.
Apparently, Kentucky fans aren't happy about this.
No, well, they don't want the BYU coach.
They don't.
What's so funny?
He's
they
not
just
the
don't.
BYU coach. He's their guy,
and they don't want him.
That's what's weird about this is he actually played at Kentucky and won a national championship, and he's not. Was he Tubby Smith, Kentucky?
96 was that Tubby? Probably
no, was. That was Cal. I mean, that was Patino.
Patino.
Oh, man.
It was Patino. Yeah. So it was 1 year before we went on the air. So it was, it was Patino. He was, he's one of their guys. Of course, the people who are talking most on Twitter, they don't know Mark Pope is Kentucky. They weren't watching basketball in 96.
Right.
A lot of the people on Twitter. So they don't know. They're just like, oh, BYU's coach, that's trash.
Well, I think that they were a little scared of being turned down once again. You don't want it to turn into a Notre Dame situation. You're Notre Dame. You're Kentucky. You are the blue bloods of your sports, and coaches don't want to go there.
Dude, remember when they got down to...
It was embarrassing for Scott Drew to say no, Dan Hurley to say no, no thank you. It's embarrassing for Kentucky. And I don't know that they settled. Mark Pope's probably going to be a great coach there. Now
they settled a little, maybe based on who they thought they deserved.
So
you said Cal leave. John Calipari just left. Calipari has had great success. He just left. Now he wasn't having great success recently, but if John Calipari left, why is Scott Drew going to want to go there? He's got a pretty good gig going on right now.
Yeah.
And guess what? Texas is leaving the conference. Oklahoma's leaving. Like he's still got to fade Houston, obviously, and Kelvin Sampson, but. That's a pretty good setup he's got there in the Big 12.
So the show before ours said, okay, so now guess what? Kentucky was Calipari, right? When Derrick Rose or John Wall or Anthony Davis or Carl Anthony Towns, when they want to do something with, they're going to go to Arkansas now. They're not going to do, well, not Derrick Rose because he wasn't there. He was at Memphis. But the John Walls and Anthony Davises, are they still going to have that tie with Kentucky, or
absolutely,
are they going to have that tie with Calipari?
No. Does Kevin Durant have any tie with who is his coach, Rick Barnes? He didn't have any tie with – his tie was with Texas.
Yeah.
Those guys are Kentucky.
Yeah, Texas is a little different. Derek,
why?
And he's
Kentucky's
a
blue blood basketball
program.
I know. No, these guys are Kentucky. They're not going to Arkansas. Do you go to – do Oilers fans go to the Tennessee Titans? No. We don't –
Some idiots did.
No, but we don't think of them as the, like, oh, that whole dumb thing where Earl Campbell's forced to, or all these people are forced to be Tennessee Titans. No, they're going to be, no, they're Kentucky. You would never do that.
I think
just because your coach leaves. Coaches leave all the time.
I mean, it's not so out of the realm of possibility.
Why?
I've seen it happen. I've seen guys go show up and support their ex-coach at a different spot that isn't their school. The issue would be it's still the SEC, so you're probably not going to see them wearing Kentucky or Arkansas gear. But if Cal was like at in the Big 12 or something?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if you don't see a Carl Anthony Towns or an Anthony Davis at an Arkansas game.
They ain't wearing Arkansas stuff.
I didn't say wearing Arkansas. I said showing up and supporting Cal.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
To back up their ex-coach at a game. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
But they would have to make that trip. In other words, it's not like, well, you just happen to be here in New York, so we're going to go to the St. John's game.
Well, yeah, it's purpose.
Check it out. You'd have to go to Arkansas.
Or with Cal, Arkansas is going to be in bigger tournaments.
Well, when Arkansas goes to Kentucky.
Or when Arkansas goes to New York, because they're in, I don't even know if the preseason in IT exists, but a tournament like that, Arkansas is going to be in those now.
What about Arkansas, Kentucky? There's your perfect spot.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a perfect spot. Now you're in a little bit
now
of a situation.
Now you don't want, now see, you just want drama.
I don't want, no.
Because you're an NBA drama guy.
No, I'm saying that what you're suggesting isn't such, what John's suggesting isn't out the realm of possibility that it happens.
The point being that it was Cal that drew him there. The point being that they're going to have a loyalty to Cal too. Now, you know what? They might still have
one and done guys.
Have there? I don't know
exactly.
How much,
they're one and done guys.
Do
that's
they
why
even know Mark Pope and will show up for Kentucky games? I don't know.
I just tell me where all this happens. I've never heard of this anywhere else.
I have seen players.
Where you go. The only thing I've seen this with is Deion Sanders, where some of the college football Miami guys were pissed off that I'm trying to remember who the Miami player who was showed up with a Colorado hoodie on at a Deion game, but that was like friends of Deion who did that. I do not think players who went to Kentucky are gonna. That's like saying somebody went to if Kelvin Sampson went to I don't know Texas A&M. Jamal Shedd would be at Texas A&M games.
Absolutely,
not Houston games. Jamal Shedd.
I didn't say not Kentucky games. I said he would absolutely support Kelvin Sampson at Texas
A&M.
But
you can support him without having to go to a game at an opposing place. There's plenty of U of H games.
I mean, they're not even in the same conference. Yeah.
But you guys are making it sound like they're not going to be part of Kentucky.
I didn't say
anymore.
Neither one of us said
okay,
that.
So what was said then? Right, what was said then? Say it again.
They're Cal guys, and they will support him at Arkansas.
Sure, you can support him, but you're not going
to. That's all he said.
But didn't you
no
say,
one said you have to turn and knife everyone
read,
in Kentucky.
Hold on, read what you said. Read what the comment was. It was something about losing these players. That's not going to happen.
Who said losing these players?
What was the comment? How did this come up?
This came up in that whoever the coach is going to be at Kentucky, he's not going to be able to get players like Cal did, first of all. And those players that were with Cal will still support Cal.
Well, you can support your coach, but support your college. It's not going to – who cares if you support the Poison Coach? What difference does that make?
Well, no, that they're definitely behind Cal because – well, I think they're saying something to the effect of that Cal made Kentucky bigger.
But that's my question. If you're asking that they won't be part of Kentucky.
I don't know where they will.
Well, but my point, that's what I was talking about. My thing is they're not going to all of a sudden be out on Kentucky. I really don't think that's going to be the case. That's a special basketball school. They may not be playing great now. It's got a lot of history. It means way more than the football team. It's a really big deal there.
Yeah.
It's really big deal.
If you are a potential pro prospect who's in high school, and Cal brings in Carl Anthony Towns or Tyrese Maxey and goes, look what Cal did for me. You should go to Arkansas. I'm telling you.
If KAT does that, that's foul. For you to help him recruit a different school in the SEC.
That has happened before.
That's foul.
It'll happen
I'm just telling
again.
You. And if it's happened before, it's foul. You don't do that. You got your college you went to. Unless you're really pissed off
if
you left on bad terms.
If a player asks you what Cal did for you, you tell him. You be honest. I mean, you don't have to push him to Arkansas, but just tell him the truth.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
But I don't think Cal would put a player in that spot.
Oh, I do.
I think he will have the faces of those first-rounders all around that program.
His office is going to be full of all their
jerseys. No. As it should be. Yeah. That's how you recruit is you show all that. What you don't do is ask Carl Anthony Towns to come on and try to help you secure a prospect at Arkansas that Kentucky may be recruiting. That would not be a good look for any player who went there.
The
I wouldn't want Jamal Shedd doing it.
It's the SEC in recruiting. I don't know why we think fair and fair is going to be.
Well,
a
I don't
thing.
Know why we think the players have no boundaries where they say, "Nah, this is." And I don't think Cal would ask.
Cal
a guy
shows
to do
up
that.
At the he's always at the draft. He's always with them. And part of the selling
that's
thing
fine,
for Kentucky was, hey, I get these guys to league. I want them to go to
the
league. They
Kentucky.
Can leave as soon as. No, part of the selling thing for Cal Kentucky was, my guys go to the league. We have all these first rounders. This is what I do. And he says, hey guys, I love that you were here, but go to the draft.
I never once heard of Derrick Rose going to Kentucky stuff or backing. or helping recruit guys to Kentucky. Never once. He was a Memphis guy. That's what I'm saying. I think that's we're arguing something that's hypothetical and all that stuff. Now, do I think that Cal will use them? Well, you have to. That's your whole legacy is Memphis and Kentucky. Why would you not have pictures of Derrick Rose? Because frankly, every college coach has that. Every college coach has pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
Of guys yes, that they've, yeah, every they've single coached. One of them. And you should, because A, you're close to them. And then B, I guarantee you Dana has a bunch of stuff of West Virginia guys.
Yes.
And probably Wes Welker and stuff
did.
Like that. Yeah,
absolutely did.
That's totally normal. I think actively asking a blue blood first round pick to help you with a recruit to another school, I'd be a little hesitant to put a guy in that spot if I were Cal. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Derrick Rose is probably a poor example because he didn't even like Coach Cal. So he almost left Memphis because he hated Coach Cal. So that wouldn't be one guy.
Maybe these other guys hate Coach Cal.
We'll see.
John Wall is close to death, probably.
He's not close to death.
What do you mean?
What are you talking
well, I mean,
about?
Has anyone seen John Wall lately?
Yes, I've seen him on podcasts all the time.
His knees are terrible. He can't play basketball.
That doesn't make sure you – that doesn't kill you.
Well, he's close to basketball career death. Well, is he still getting a paycheck?
He's got a podcast that he...
He's on a lot. Talks about.
He's got a podcast.
Is he on with Gilbert Arenas?
Oh, man. Gilbert Arenas is becoming quickly... If he and Emmanuel Acho did a show together, it might be the worst takes in history.
Yeah, well, Gilbert Arenas is... I don't think
he's
likes
so
white people that much.
No, he's not a white person.
He's not an ally, Del.
No.
Ally to white people?
He basically, without saying it, just said... If you're a white MVP, you just don't mean that much. He thinks that he can't stand. He openly hates when white people succeed. And one of them, I say white people, international white people in basketball.
Well, no, I think.
I don't think he's ever badmouthed Larry Bird. He probably did to friends. But it's about Jokic, right? You're talking about Jokic, the stuff he said recently about Jokic, right?
But there's. He didn't like. I don't think he liked Caitlin Clark either. That you're not supposed to like. Yeah.
No, he's
pretty
much.
If you're white, you can't.
Yeah, he doesn't really hide it too much.
No, no. I mean, I think that's kind of racist, don't you guys?
Oh yeah, but it's
what
fine.
To not like white people?
White people.
Yeah, to not like somebody because of
the
color.
Here again,
somebody because of the color of their skin is pretty much.
Yes. That's I would textbook. Not think that's the definition of racism.
Certainly discrimination.
Borderline. He's at least a bigot.
Yeah, I just don't think that's right. Okay, Whitey's taking another L.
Because Gilbert Arenas doesn't like you.
No, that's almost
L?
A W.
That's not an L.
We're glad, Gilbert. Gilbert doesn't like people who are good.
Wait, he doesn't like good people either?
Well, good, but no, talented people.
Oh.
Well, he likes some talented people.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't,
he doesn't like
as long
others.
As your skin tone.
He doesn't like the
would he
others.
Would like me, Del?
Nah, he wouldn't like you.
For Order sure wouldn't like
he
you. Wouldn't like,
I don't think you should... Place your value in what Gilbert Arenas thinks.
Yeah,
you'll be okay if he doesn't
like you. I just hate seeing Whitey take.
Do you think John Wall's still under contract? Yes or no?
Yes. Isn't he on Memphis or is he someplace else? Or Minnesota? Where is he right now?
John Wall.
Oh, not. I'm thinking about Derrick Rose. I don't know.
John Wall is no longer under contract.
What?
Well, no, he's not under contract.
It officially ended. His 2022-2023 contract. Which was $6 million a year, officially ended. His contract
That's
before that was the four-year, $42 million a year contract. How old is John Wall?
I hate estimation. That for him.
Without thinking about it, you don't get to answer this, Dale. How old is John
36.
Wall? 33.
33.
Way younger than you think,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
This is the oldest 33-year-old in history.
Yeah.
He's got knees and a back like Tiger Woods.
What about... What about All-State signing? Does he have that?
No, I don't know. He should. I mean, he's got the money to do it, and even if he didn't, he would have financing available. They do same as cash. They do no interest payments for X amount of months. Ask him about their financing for windows and for siding. Did you know when you get a complete siding job, they take off a bunch on a complete siding job, a giant chunk of siding? Let me specify siding instead of windows. Windows are great. Go to the website. They're the best at windows. But siding is incredible because I had them come in and do siding on both sides of my home, and they were fantastic. I had this vinyl siding before. We got all messed up and jacked up during one of our hurricanes, and my home insurance company said, we're not going to insure the home until that gets fixed. I had Allstate come out there. very, very efficient, very, very clean workspace, which is important to me. They got the job done that day, and it looked awesome. There's no more painting. We've never had to paint anything, never even had to press or wash it, to be honest with you. It beautifies your home, and it really adds a level of not just does it look good, but it becomes more energy efficient as well. And you never have to mess with it again. No more painting, no more fixing wood that begins to rot. That's not the case when you have the Hardy Plank from Allstate Windows and Siding. Great windows, great siding, great prices and discounts when you mention you've heard about it from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's Allstate Windows and Siding.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 922 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just a couple of segments left here in the show. Astros lose again. Rockets lose again. It just is getting maddening. The Rangers are here. How about this? Rangers and Braves, the next two at Minute Maid,
jeez,
where you can't win already.
Jeez, could this get ugly in a hurry?
Well, I tell you, these first 20 games were going to be tough.
You said you would take.
I would have taken. Oh, you would take 10 and 10 now? You got to win six straight over these two teams.
No, I was going to take 10 and 10. Right now, I just want to avoid, like, would you take 6 and 14?
6 and 14. Right now, you're 4 and 10. No. What?
Well, you don't want to, but would you take it?
No, I want to win these series.
Would you take it if you said that?
Well, I want to be 8 and 12.
Well, yeah, of course.
8 and 12 when this is over, when these 20 games is over. 8 and 12.
Okay.
So that means you win 4 out of these 6.
Yeah. And that's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
But if somebody told you, okay, we will give you 7 and 13 and you can take it right now, or would you like to play behind what's behind door number 2, which is 6 actual games played with Astros starting pitching and bullpen? What would you take? The 3 and 3, or would you let Wayne Brady keep that 3 and 3?
I'll take 3 and 3 right now.
I would too. I don't want to play with for what's behind door 2,
no,
which is actual baseball games with Astros pitching.
Yeah.
I'd take the 3 and 3. In fact, if you let me sim games right now, I'd rather simulate games for maybe just the next 8 until Justin gets back. Just let me sim the games. That's fine. It gives me a better chance to win, I think.
It absolutely does. Yeah. With this pitching? Oh, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
Well, although if it's simming with this current Astros and these current pitchers, then I don't think it's going to sim well.
No, but it's also not going to. Well, it depends on how accurate the simulation is.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm hoping for is they go, well, it's still Hunter Brown. Like, it's still Hunter. I don't want it to just use this year's stats in the simulation.
Well, last year's? Is it going to be much better?
I'd rather have last year's.
Okay, everybody would like have
that. It went from good to below average to terrible.
What do you do?
That pathway is not advisable.
Exactly what do you do now with Hunter?
I think you're going to have to. If he has one more rocky outing, I think you don't want him to lose confidence, but it's probably too late for that. You got to get figured out, is he tipping pitches? I think that's a realistic question that you have to look for. Talking to Roger Clemens, you know the first thing that happens when we talk to Roger Clemens? I find out how easy it is for pitchers to tip pitches. It's incredible how much we learn that pitchers have to like change things scouting themselves and other pitchers have to scout them to make sure they're not tipping pitches. It's unbelievable. So I think there's a really good chance that he's tipping pitches based on, I mean, this is position player stats. Hunter Brown has position player pitching stats. Like if Dubon came in to throw, that's what his stats are. 9 runs in 2/3 of an inning? That's not real pitcher stats. That's position player stats. So, you know, who are coming in to pitch. So I think that there's a good chance he's tipping something. You got to find that. You got to find out, you know, obviously he has to stop finding so much of the plate. But the other thing is, is there anything technically that needs working on? Is this his mentality? Does he need to go spend, you know, does he need to go get a minor league start? I mean, this can't be about ego. This has to be about doing what's best to resurrect Hunter Brown, because right now his confidence has to be in the toilet. There's no way any pitcher's mentally tough enough not to have doubt after last year and the way he opened up this year. There's no way. It's impossible to do what he's done the last two, you know, the last two games and think that everything's fine. So how do you handle him? Do you put him in the bullpen and use him sparingly? That might be a good way. Just have him try to, but he's having a hard time getting out of an inning anyway. But I'd rather see Hunter Brown in a 5-1 game where the Astros have the lead, come in a game like that and try to get three outs. And if you get in trouble, pull him. Because right now you can't when he's a starter. You can't afford to just eat up that many relievers. If he walks this first batter, the second batter gets a hit, you give him one more batter, and if it's no good, you go back to the pen and you say, damn, another bad performance by Hunter Brown. But what else can you do? Do you send him to the minors?
How many more times if he can?
I give him one more.
That's no. You can't.
No, I give him one more before I move him to the pen.
Okay. One
Shouldn't
more
Verlander be back by then?
Hopefully. Well, he's got a start in Albuquerque. We'll see. We'll see if he doesn't get lit up again.
Well, we'll just tell ourselves he's just working on stuff, and maybe Hunter's just working on stuff.
No, Hunter, this is not a time to be just working on stuff.
It's April baseball doesn't matter. You know that.
It kind of does.
September baseball matters. Early season baseball, relax. You're always told that April baseball doesn't really mean that much.
You don't just work on stuff during the regular season. I'm just working some stuff out here.
Maybe Hunter is working out a slider. He didn't get enough time in preseason. Maybe the spring training didn't get enough time, and maybe he's just working on something.
No, he had plenty of time. I'm pretty sure he was ready. He knew when the season was going to start. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive.
Well, if he's working on something, I'd like for him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And start trying to get people out.
Well, don't work on that curveball.
And Justin, I know last game maybe you were working on something. This game, let's change things up and let's get people out. And not give up a bunch of hits and runs. I want Verlander to get people out this time.
Yeah.
Don't work on stuff. Just get guys
just
out.
Just get guys out. Try to get some guys out.
We need you.
In Albuquerque.
We really need you. And what's up with Fromber? You heard anything lately with Fromber? We won't hear anything. What's the latest on Urquidy? Is he coming back next week?
Urquidy.
Have you heard anything on Urquidy?
Not one thing. No. I don't think they give Urquidy updates anymore.
You know what this feels like, where they just kept Lance McCullers out, and they just kept waiting to see if it got better, and it eventually being surgery out.
Yeah, I'm not. The thought was Urquidy was just going to be a few weeks, and I don't know that I don't feel like you can count on him this year, but we'll see. 929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. Get in here because we got one segment left this week. After that, we got News of the Weird, and then bye-bye, and then the Mopey and Mape Show. But I got to talk right now about my favorite coffee. I love the Texas Pecan at Free Rain Coffee. Free Rain Coffee is just, it just hits different, people. I'm telling you. All right? You sleep, you wake, you free rain. You work and repeat. Let's go. And I'm telling you, Free Rain, it just does. It just is different than any other coffee I've ever had. Fuller flavor. It's get up and get after it. Dream coffee, work, repeat. Dream coffee, work, repeat. And I like to play it. I like to throw play in there a little bit because I do. But I'm working my ass off here. I drink my Free Rain coffee, work my ass off here, and then I play hard, though. Then I play hard as well. It's the way to do it. Get up and get after it. Free Rain has been doing it for 25 years. It's in San Angelo. We're talking Texas here. We're talking America here, okay? That's what we're talking about with coffee. Cole Hauser drinks it. Then you should, okay? Started this deal. Cole Hauser did. Rip from Yellowstone. You got American Dirt. Which is if you love a French roast, this is your brew. Eric McBlend with the Homestead. You got a Colombian coffee with Mustano, but it's all ground and delivered right out of San Angelo. 975coffee.com. Let's go. ESPN 20 for 20% off. Put in promo code ESPN 20 for 20% off at 975coffee.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. This is our final segment of the week. So what did we miss this week?
What we missed today, with new intel here that came out. I just hadn't seen this one. Jose Urquidy is, quote, really close to getting off a mound. In other words, throwing a bullpen session. He's really close, Joe Espada said. Justin Verlander remains on track to make a second rehab start this weekend. Framber Valdez is feeling better and could resume playing catch in the next few days, according to Joe Espada, manager. That's good. He's going to play catch. What? No, I'm being serious. Why are you covering your eyes? This is not fast.
Framber's a 9-year-old and his dad's back in town. He's going to play catch with his dad in a couple
He's
days.
He's ready to play some catch.
He's a major league pitcher. He's going to be ready to play some catch in a couple days.
Well, he's got to be able to throw. Now, that's good.
Do you know
good.
How long it takes after you start to play catch to pitch in the big leagues?
Just pitched.
Then he's got rehab starts.
No, we don't know that with. No. No, I'm talking about. Who Framber? Are you talking about?
Framber?
Rehab starts.
Oh, Urquidy too, by the way. Oh, he's ready to maybe throw off a mound?
He's getting close to throwing off a mound.
Oh, he's getting close to it.
That one's
going to... Well, now there's a... That's
Let me
awesome.
Tell you something. By June, you could end up getting Urquidy, Garcia, and McCullers
by
back.
June? Yeah. You got Spencer, Eric Geddy, and Hunter Brown, and Blaine Witchcraft for...
Henley.
What?
It's
and
Henley.
You got, this is what you got for until June?
JP France.
Oh, great.
Renel Blanco. I like how you're passing up on the aces. Renel Blanco is actually the ace of the staff.
He is the ace
He's
of the
He's the undisputed
he's the
ace of the staff.
He's definitely the stopper.
He's the stopper. You have JP France, who has an ERA below 4.16.
Joe Espada is the single mom promising that things will get better. Look, dad's your dad's going to be here this time. Oh, so I can play catch? Is that what? What are we doing?
No. You don't want to play catch with me.
No, Dad's going to be here, so
I just gave you guys
we can play catch.
He never even pays attention to me when he comes over.
Close to bullpen session. Going to make second start, Justin Verlander. And Framber's getting close to
you
playing catch.
You just spent the last segment talking about how you want Justin Verlander to actually get outs this time, and you feel great about a second rehab start?
After hearing Espada talk, I feel better.
This is no, they could be 4-30.
Joe Espada's got real single mom energy right now.
Here's something else we didn't talk about. There's some guy with face tattoos and neck tattoos, extremely successful, John, who cuts hair and has his own podcast that Tom Brady's on. It's called Cutting Edge or something like that. I guess it's a popular podcast where the barber
cuts Tom Brady's hair?
Yeah. What's his podcast? Neck tattoo, face tattoo. Yeah. Successful, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, this goes back to an argument we had yesterday about whether or not you could have, I believe that neck tattoos, you can be successful in a lot of things with neck tattoos. I do think face tattoos is like.
Cutting hair, yeah.
Yeah, cutting hair. Yeah. Creative on the creative side of things, yes. Things that involve math, maybe not as much. Your public being the public face in sales, maybe not as much on a corporate side. But anyway, so he was on this guy's podcast, and Tom Brady. I don't know if you caught this or not, and I wonder if he's trolling. Tom Brady said he's not opposed to. He goes, "I'm not opposed to it about coming back." Deep Cut is the podcast. I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner of an NFL team. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come back for a little bit like MJ coming back, I don't know if they would let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Then Blends, the guy's name, proposed a scenario where the 49ers might need a quarterback headed into the playoffs. And then Brady also mentioned New England Patriots and Las Vegas Raiders.
The Patriots are probably going to be right there for the Super Bowl.
Well, what that would be, you know what that would really be is a shot at Bill Belichick. For you to come back to a team that's not going to be a good football team and come. Now, it also might be a chance for him to just say, hey, one last hurrah to the Patriots fans I love. Maybe after playing for Tampa, he just, man, really missed New England and the fans. It could just be, in one sense, it could be like, Bill Belichick, I'm going to, I'm going to show you, I'm going to go play for a team that's no good. But on the other hand, it could have just also be instead of signing the one-day contract to retire a Patriot. Well, this would allow him to retire a Patriot.
That's it.
So I actually could see that.
Well, you think he'd take a few snaps though? He's gonna go. I would say if he's gonna retire, just a ceremonial. I'm signing a 1-day contract.
He doesn't strike. He's got Tiger Woods energy. He's not going to do that.
The Raiders to go play. Too. The Raiders.
The Raiders only because he may be an owner there.
Yeah. Well, I guess before he signs, they don't need any help though. That team is like you put a team in Las Vegas and you're successful. Period. You don't need Tom Brady to promote your team because the opposing team is going to show up there. You will never have a ticket that won't be sold at a Raider game because the opposing team will buy them up because that's the trip that their fans are going to go on. Oh, we're playing at the Raiders this year? Sweet. I can't wait till the Texans play at the Raiders because that'll be sweet. Go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't even go to the game, your fans are going to be filling up. They'll be in all the casinos. And especially Texans fans. With that gear, it's the best. That's the best.
Well, it's going to be new gear.
It is going to be new gear. No, if they're wearing that blue with the red helmet, I'm telling you, that's fire.
But as far as Tom Brady is concerned.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
That ain't Tom Brady. That was
No, that's my response to his nonsense. Shut up, Tom Brady. Just go away. What are we doing?
Well, that was my other thing. Did he just say that to get people all antsy?
Yes, of course.
Like Tom Brady needs attention. What are you doing, Tom?
Well, yeah, you're not going to come back and play a couple games, inconsequential games. Stop it.
What about Patriots, though?
For what? As a farewell? He's going to play a couple games to throw to Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
What?
And what if he? Tom just can't quit football. I really think that. I wonder if he can because I do think he would go out there and try to perform. He's not going to embarrass himself.
No, he's not going to embarrass
himself. If he thinks he can't do it, it would be one of those take a snap and take a knee and then wave to everybody in New England.
Oh, he could still throw passes.
Yes, he can. Yeah. Oh, but he's lost all his mobility.
What?
Exactly. It was never his game.
It's not a question of could he do it.
Why? Who would be better, Tom Brady or Tom Brady or Drake May or?
We're not doing this thing where we pretend like he wouldn't be capable. I'm saying, why is he doing it? For what reason?
Well, it could be just to retire a Patriot.
You can sign the 1-day contract.
Well, why don't we get a couple snaps in?
Who's mentioning the Raiders?
And throw
a
touchdown.
Who mentioned the Raiders in this? The story or Tom Brady?
Tom did. Tom mentioned the Raiders.
If I'm the opponent and Tom Brady rolls out there for a couple snaps, I'm treating him like a Make-A-Wish kid. We're just going to lay down and let you do it.
The Patriots treating
him like... I'm the opponent. I mean, the opponent. Because if you're going to come out here for...
Oh, you're going to try to embarrass him?
Yeah, for the fanfare. Okay, hey, everyone, get out of the way.
Infuriate Tom Brady.
Exactly. Don't come out here for your own amusement. I'm just going to let you do it.
Treat him like a Make-A-Wish kid is one of the worst things that you... low-key, one of the worst things you've said.
Look, Tom, you're not going to come out here for the love of the game and take a couple snaps.
And you're going to embarrass him by just laying down because he would be so mad.
I know. This is what I'm doing.
Can you imagine people just clearing the lane and letting Michael Jordan get a dunk? You'd be furious.
Oh, my God.
Immediately throw the ball in your face.
No, if they all did go. If it's a blowout game and just let
like
them
the one
lay
kid
down.
In high school that they let score who's blind.
Yeah.
And everyone's diving and missing their
Tom Brady's, Brady's rolling up in week 18 just to get a couple snaps or a tire pitch, I would definitely instruct my team to just let him score.
But you have no respect for the GOAT.
Yeah.
I don't.
You have no respect for Tom Brady.
Particularly in this instance.
And you know why? It's because you're an AFC East guy and you have no respect for the guy that ripped your ass out every year.
Not in Miami. And that's odd phrasing, by the way.
That's terrible phrasing. That's awful phrasing. Can we
Tom,
again?
We're not going to
show the show.
Yeah, please don't. We're not going to showcase you on my time. If you come out here, you're not going to embarrass us. We're embarrassing you. Hmm. Oh, look at the old guy. Let's clap it up for him while he's tossing passes to Kendrick Bourne and whatever rookie wide receiver they have out there. Hey, we're going to do this whole. We're going to treat it like the Pro Bowl used to before they went to flag football. We're going to pretend to rush. We're going to pretend to cover.
No, because that looks like you might be doing it. If everybody just took a knee.
No, you can. If you stand up at the line of scrimmage, the Pro Bowl style.
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing. Tom, don't embarrass Tom Brady.
I would. Don't have me as the coach if he's coming out for a week for a game.
The coach most likely to do that would be like Mike Vrabel, and he's not a head coach anymore.
Unfortunately.
Who's the head coach that's most likely to do something like that? Get pissed off at Tom Brady. Not Mike McDaniel.
Would Antonio Pierce do it?
Would Salah do it? Robert Salah, I mean. Antonio Pierce, no, because he's Raiders. You can't do that.
We got to compete, yeah.
Yeah. And plus, he may be an owner, owner of the Raiders.
Someone who's vindictive like me.
Dan Campbell?
The bite the kneecap guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kevin O'Connell would. Nobody has that kind of energy like Bruce Arians might have. No, Bruce Arians had him. I can't think of anybody.
Tom Brady's not having a farewell on my time. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, Bill Belichick would do that.
Yes.
He might do that. Let him score.
No, make it obvious we're going to let him score.
Yeah. No, you got to make it obvious. Yeah. I mean, fall down. Yeah. Like, lay down.
I can't believe you guys are trying to embarrass our goat.
Yes.
He's trying to embarrass us.
Yeah, he's embarrassing himself. Just stop, Tom Brady, and stop trying to get attention. I mean, come on. Well, you're Tom Brady.
Scottie Scheffler's pretty good.
You think?
Everyone else, I almost text you like, these golfers are terrible. John Rahm was on the back nine. Everyone was
sucking
yesterday. John Rahm
was
yesterday.
Under and he bogey. He suck.
This has already turned out to be a disastrous Masters.
No, it's going to be
what will have more ratings, Masters or Caitlin Clark's game against LSU? Oh.
It's not even close.
Against LSU.
Caitlin Clark.
Tigers play at the Masters.
It doesn't matter.
What if Tigers...
if he's in contention, now we got a
story. And Caitlin Clark was on ESPN. Tiger in contention or Caitlin Clark?
On Saturday and Sunday.
And I didn't say Caitlin Clark championship CBS. Game. Tiger couldn't possibly compete with Caitlin Clark championship game. We're talking about Caitlin Clark versus LSU. Versus Tiger in contention at the Masters.
That's going to be close. That's going to be close.
What is that?
It's on CBS on a Sunday.
Does that say anything about golf? I know. Yeah. That should help.
Yeah.
Does that say anything about golf or does it say something about Caitlin Clark? I looked at the men's college basketball. I was looking at the TV ratings. Holy crap. They used to be 23. This year it was 14. It hasn't been 20 for a little bit, but it was 21, then 24, 28 million. The highest was 34 million ever, Bird versus Magic. But they've been in the high 20s, and now it's 14 million. Yeah.
Well, it's because no names. No, you don't know anybody. Yeah. You know John Daspit, though.
I do. John Daspit is. I was talking to someone yesterday, my man Sean, about John Daspit, and he was commenting on how he sees John Daspit's name all over high school stadiums. And John is a big supporter of high school athletics as well. He puts his name out there and spends money to do a lot for high school athletics. Is big into his particular district where he went to school, but he's involved. In NIL for players, he's involved on the collegiate level. He's involved with turkey, with Thanksgiving dinners and bike drops, does a lot of stuff with Selvin Young for churches. He does give back to the community. It's the same community that he serves when it comes to personal injury. And he's a personal injury lawyer that's not doing the crazy TV commercials and not making outlandish claims. And I heard one guy the other day tell you to get into a wreck so you can make millions. I mean, just some of these guys are not really great people. John Daspit is here to give you legitimate representation, to go over everything that you need to have. They turn over every stone, and they give you the representation that you deserve and get you the settlements that you deserve as well for being injured due to someone else's negligence. You're not going to pay for hospital bills. You're not going to pay for time missed from work. You're going to get compensated for that and for your pain and suffering. John Daspit will make sure. And if it goes to court, they don't want to see his winning percentage because he gets W's left and right. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, so we had the police blotter for the athletes. Here's the News of the Weird police blotter. Thieves in Southern California are stealing streetlight poles.
Wait, what?
Apparently, from the 1920s, streetlight poles in Pasadena, and thieves are stealing streetlight. Where do you sell streetlights?
Well, it's got to be for metal, right?
I guess.
Something just like the you steal the. What is it? The stuff under the cars,
the
catalytic converters, the copper,
yeah,
the meth. A lot of times, meth heads.
Maybe
the meth heads are the ones that steal a lot.
Probably four people have been arrested for grand theft of $300,000 worth of
cookies,
Legos.
Did we do this one
for
before?
The plastic? No. I guess this one would be for the plastic, maybe.
Melt the plastic down. Well, anytime you steal a bunch of stuff, you can always resell it.
Oh, well, here's, how about this? Here's the four people. Jeremy Johnson, Marta Hart, Chung Pei Yu, and Shen Li.
Why did you mention who they were?
I'm just saying.
Marta Johnson?
Why in the world would you want $300,000 worth of Legos? Steal something easier. How about this man? Ohio man steals thousands of dollars in cigarettes from a convenience store.
What is this, Goodfellas?
I mean,
is anyone moving cigarettes, moving that weight anymore?
Ooh, we had the bank robbers here, the youngsters that were robbing the bank. How about a 12-year-old?
Weren't they called Little Rascals?
Little Rascals. Yeah. We got another one. A 12-year-old armed. An armed 12-year-old attempted a McDonald's robbery.
Okay, this isn't going to be popular for some people. But if you... So he got caught, right? Mm-hmm. Is the move just to take the gun away and bring him into a room and put him over somebody's lap and just spank him?
You think that he should just be slapped?
No, spanked.
Spanked.
Yeah, not slapped in the
slapped.
Face.
Slapped. Well, you could slap him in the face, too. That hurts.
No, but I'm asking specifically.
Should you just spank him?
Yeah.
Mm.
Should he get a spank?
It's more than he's going to get. He's 12 years old. What are you going to do?
What's right? He going to go to juvie? Become a Florida JIT? JIT is a term that I learned watching YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a juvie in Florida.
It is. It's a juvie. Yeah. That's it.
This young JIT. My kids call me a JIT now.
They do.
Because Lamar Jackson called them JITs whenever he retweeted the picture of my sons playing basketball, fighting each other. He goes, look at them JITs. And so I had to tell them, Lamar called you a JIT. You know what that means? Well, it's a juvenile in Florida, but usually in juvenile detention facilities. But he's so now Alec just calls me, what's up, JIT? So now I'm called a JIT.
You ain't a JIT,
I'm not a JIT. I don't know. I don't know why he calls me a JIT.
I mean, okay. But you're not a JIT.
I'm not a JIT.
Okay. So what else? Oh, how about... Well, we got time for one more.
Yeah.
How about in Vietnam?
Is this more crime?
A billionaire fraud case. The biggest trial in Vietnam history. By the way, it's a communist nation, and they don't really let their stuff out. She was sentenced to death for fraud, in which she and listen to this. There were 2,700 people who testified in this case.
2,700
state prosecutors, 200 lawyers involved.
What did she steal?
She stole from a bank over 11 years. She stole $44 billion. You think they would have found out?
Whoa, what?
Well, $44 billion, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, their currency is. Not dollars.
Well, it's probably
there's
about.
There's no way it equaled that
it's
dollars.
Probably 37 cents. But it's 11 years, okay? That she stole 44B of whatever their money is.
And what was the
what is
what country?
Vietnamese money worth?
Does Vietnamese can't be great.
Can't be not. It's not going to be that.
I'm going to find out how much. How much did she... Vietnamese currency. I have to know this.
Yes,
now.
You have to know. 44B she stole.
Vietnamese currency, U.S. dollars. The Vietnamese dong.
Okay.
44 billion dong. Let's see.
$44 billion dong. What's that worth, Lance?
$44 million, and we go, bomb, bomb, bomb. She stole $1.75 million.
$44B is $1.75 million.
Yeah, she stole $1.75 million.
Well, she got the death sentence for it.
Well, then what's going to happen with Ipe?
Okay. What?
He's being charged with $60 million in U.S.
No, he's probably going to be out in 3 years. Okay, that's the way we go about it.
Hold on, I'm going to do 60. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We usually get white crime. What?
White collar crime?
White collar crime.
Well, oh, my God.
On what you look
he
like.
Stole like a, he stole $15 trillion that's worth all? Of dong. Ipe did.
He stole $15 trillion dong, Joe.
I get it. I heard you. I understand. That's a lot. Is that even possible? Where are you going to?
I would never steal dong.
Where are you going to store all of it?
I'm going to keep my hands to myself and leave your dong alone. I'm not taking any. I'm not taking any from the bank. I'm not going to touch anyone's dong. That's your dong. It's not mine, and I'll keep my hands to myself and let you have your dong.
See, the hands to yourself thing is putting it over the top. I think if you just kept talking about the bank, you'd be fine.
So we're done.
No, I mean, I'm not going to put my hands on.
You said I'm not going to take any more. I'm not going to touch.
If you left your dong on the table, not touching your dong if the dong's on the table.
I'm not going to leave
it's
that
It's yours.
Behind.
I'm not touching. I don't steal. But what's so funny? What's
about
the
other
problem?
People's?
No, other people's dong is
would
their
you,
dong.
Would you take, if you give services to somebody, would you take dong?
I'm not answering that even as a joke. Because I'm not letting Dell tape that.
If someone would.
Because what if I answered in the affirmative? And then it's an easy cut from you to me, and that's I'm not doing that.
You taking dong for your services?
Go on, answer his question.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Yeah, fine. I'll answer it. Absolutely not. I've already told you.
All right, that's it.
I only roam with U.S. currency.
That's how you're starting your show, Del. That's it.
No, more there's, dong
there's
talk.
There's like a 2-minute break.
That's how we're ending this week. That's nice. With dong talk. That's great.
Well, it's a form
you think
of money.
Robin wants to be associated with this? No.
I don't think anyone does.
No one does. Okay? I don't want to be associated with this. I know Houston Powder Coaters doesn't. Houston Powder Coaters, 5-star customer service. Houston Powder Coaters has been in business over 20 years. Great Google reviews. Very hands-on. You'll probably talk to Robin. Great communication with customers. She, as a matter of fact, she says send her a picture of your patio furniture, or your car parts, or your boat parts, and she'll tell you, no, that's too rusted out. No, we can't fix that. Or yes, we can do it. Okay, and then they'll pick it up and deliver it back to you absolutely free. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear us, they will do it. They all right here in Texas. If you're listening on the app in New York, no. Here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to make your stuff look new again, paint it the colors that you want. Not only paint it, but powder coat it so that it lasts and lasts and lasts. Save whatever it is that you want to save. Make it so exactly the color that you want, be it your football team's colors or your baseball teams or your basketball team, whatever, or just regular furniture colors, whatever. All you need is Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.